Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shein in the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Deis and Laws of Character Development in the Sefer Ma'ad, the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we discuss regarding what we spoke about in the previous Perek of the good path, that a person should always focus everything for the good path. As Rambam gets halacha off regarding comparing and explaining the spiritual maladies, spiritual illness, to like that of physical illness. So Chilei Aguf, by physical illness, Toyimem Hamar, they taste what's bitter, musik, as if it's sweet. Umasik and what's sweet as mar is bitter. The Yeshmachel may have certain sick people, Mishes Mishemisava, that he desires, but Toivul Macholas, and he wants to have foods, She'im Dom Lachil, which are not even fit to eat. Kugin, for example, offer, dust, Vapechim, and charcoal. And the Sayna Macholas Atoib, and he hates the good foods, Kugin, for example, Apas Vapasar, bread and meat. Akolafi Rebachil, everything according to the level of that illness, that's how extreme will be mixed up his wants of what is really appropriate and what's not. That's the same thing about people, that their souls are ill. They desire and they love the negative characteristics. And they hate the good path. And they're lazy to go in that good path. And it's very heavy on them to do the right thing according to their illness. So to Yeshayo said regarding these people, as it says in Sefer Yeshayahu, Hoy ha'omrim, woe to those who say la toib la toib ra. They say what's good is what's bad is good, and what's good they say is bad. Some chayshach la'or bar l'chayshach, they make darkness into light and light into darkness. Some mar l'masik u'masik l'mar, they make the bitter sweet and the sweet bitter. Ba'aleim nemer, regarding them, it says the pasuk in Mishlei, ha'izvim arches yesha, those who forsake the straight path la'leches badarach chayshach, to go in the dark path. Now ma'ay takan schol nefashas, what's the remedy for these that are ill in their soul? They should go to the sages, Shem Reifa and the Fasha, they're the healers of the soul. The Yirapacholim, and they'll heal their illness. Bedeya is Shemalam Nemoisim, for the character traits that they'll teach them, at Shechzir Matech Ateva, until they can bring them back to the good path. The Makirim Bedeya Saroy Shalem, and those who recognize their negative character traits, Vein Mholchim Esal Chacham, they don't go to the sages to heal them. Aleim HaMashlem, we're going to them, Shlemi says in Mishlei, Chachmo Musar, wisdom and reproof, Evilim Bazu, the foolish ones, the great. Now, so what? How is their healing? So Mishu Balchema, someone that's a wrathful person, gets angry, has anger problems. We tell him to conduct himself. That if he gets hit and then he gets cursed, I shouldn't feel anything. He should go on this extreme path for some extended period of time. Until his anger gets uprooted from his heart. Now, let's say he was an arrogant person, very haughty. He should conduct himself in a very degraded way. He should sit beneath everyone. He should wear worn out garments, which degrade those who wear it. Okay, so similar types of things. Until his hoardiness will uproot it from him. And then he'll end up going back to the middle road. Like we explained in the previous paragraph, that's the good path. But you have to go to the extreme to even out. When he goes back to the middle path, that is what he should go in all his days. And along the same lines, he should do the same by all other character traits. If he was extreme in one end, he should distance himself to the other extreme, and he should conduct himself like that for a long period of time, until he ends up somewhere in the middle of the good path. And that's the middle character, the middle trait in every single characteristic. Now, halacha gimel, there's two exceptions, that of anger and that of haughtiness. V'yesh deyes, now there's certain character traits, that a person's forbidden to go in the middle path. Rather, he has to distance himself from one extreme to the other extreme. V'hu, and that is goy b'lev, the arrogance that a person has. It's not a good path that a person should only be an anav, which the anav is a person that knows his own value, and but that's in the middle. Rather, you should be a humble of spirit. And the person's spirit should be very humble, very much. The difference is we're going to Moshe Rabbeinu Bamid, very much an anav. It doesn't only just say an anav, because an anav is a very authentic person. But authentic is not saying I'm less than, not saying I'm more than. But no, since being more than this guy, we have to go to the other extreme and say I'm even less than. Therefore, the sages commanded, very, very much a person should be humble of the spirit. So too they said, whoever elevates his heart, makes himself bigger to what he is. Kafar Be'ikar, he's denying the primary principle that of Hashem. Shem, like it says in Pasuk in the Bar, V'ramla v'vecha, your heart's going to become hoardy. V'shachachta shemakech, and you're going to forget Hashem, your God. Moreover, they said, B'shamta, he should be excommunicated. Manda isbegas teruach, whoever has arrogance, v'fila miktsasa, even just a little bit of it. V'chena kas. The second one is also anger. Midorahi adlamoid is a very terrible characteristic, very much. It's appropriate for a person to distance himself from it up until the other extreme. He should train himself not to get angry. Even something that's appropriate to get angry for. Now, if he wants to induce some fear on his children and his family members, or on the public, let's say if he was a leader, and he wants to get angry on them, just that they should come back to the right path, he should make himself seem like he's angry in front of them, so that to rebuke them and to scare them. But to himself, he should have his consciousness settled. Just like a person that appears to be as if he's angry, but he's not really angry. He's just giving off that impression so that they should be intimidated. The earlier sages said, whoever gets angry, as if he worshipped idolatry. They said, whoever gets this emotionally dysregulated, if he's a sage, his wisdom is removed from him. If he's a prophet, his prophecy gets removed from him. And these people who are constantly getting angry, their life is not a life. They commanded to distance oneself from anger until he conducts himself, that he shouldn't even feel things that generally anger a person. And this is the good path. The way of the righteous is they get scorned, but they don't scorn others. They hear their shame, they don't respond. They do out of love, and they rejoice with their afflictions. And then the Pasuk says, those who love him, Hashem, is like the sun going out in this might, which the sun was also scorned and didn't scorn back. When the moon came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, well, how can we both be two kings with the same crown, that one of us should be lowered? The son didn't listen. The son kept on doing what it was told to do. And that's the same thing with the person that's righteous. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the middle path and more as an extreme, as we said regarding Gad Ben Kas, as applies to speech. A person should always increase his silence and not speak. Rather, either with words of wisdom or with words that he needs for the life of his body. Which Amar al Rab, they said regarding the famous Amir Rab, who is Talmud Rabbein HaKadosh, the student of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he didn't speak any idle chatter his whole life. And that's the speech of most people. Even for the needs of his body, a person should not increase the words that he says. And regarding this is what the sages commanded, and they said, whoever increases words, maybe Ched brings sin. They said, I didn't find good for the body, but silence. Even the words of Torah and words of wisdom, the words of a person should be little, then your name but should have a lot of content. This is what the sages commanded. They said, a person should always teach a student in the most shortest route. But if let's say there's a lot of words but very little content, that's foolishness. This is what says the pasuk in Keles, because the dream comes in an abundance of content. The kol kisil b'reb dvarm, and the voice of the fool is with much words, which again is unnecessary, and that's foolishness. Halacha hey, siyog l'chach m'shtika. The safeguard for wisdom is silence. L'fikach l'yimar l'hashav. Therefore, a person should not be quick to respond. V'leyar b'ladabe, shouldn't speak too much. V'yilamid l'tamid m'shuv v'nachas. He should teach his students with calm and collected. V'leyar tzak without screaming. V'leyar richas l'hashav without being lengthy in his words. Husham Mashlam is what Shlomo says in Kelis. Divrei Chacham, the words of the sages, but Nachas Neshmam, are heard with pleasantness. Halacha Vav, regarding that of also what's appropriate that a person should be careful with is regarding deceiving people. Kenevis Das. Also, Adam Lahanik Atzmai, it's forbidden for a person to conduct himself, but Divrei Chalokis Upitoi, with words of seduction and of slick tongue. A person should neither be also what's called one with your mouth and one other thing with your heart, meaning not saying with your mouth what you're actually feeling in your heart. Rather, the inside should be like on the outside, should be transparent, should be authentic. Meaning what you're thinking in your heart, what you say with your mouth. Vasaligdam dasabris, and I'll deceive people, which is to steal their thoughts. Vafilo dasanachi, even the thoughts of the understanding of a Gentile. Ketzer haso layim kolanachi b'sanav el. A person should not sell to the Gentile meat of an animal that died. B'makom b'schar shchuta, in place of him thinking that this is slaughtered meat. Neither should he take a shoe from an animal that died, from the leather of an animal to use as a shoe, that from that which was allegedly slaughtered. Because from the one that dies, it's not as strong as the one that was healthier because it was slaughtered. So to believe he shouldn't press his friend to come eat by him. He knows he's not going to eat by him. So it's just deception. It's going to be his dust. But the bit of grapes, he should not increase with all the gifts he's giving him. No, he's not going to accept it. So he knows this. So what are you doing? He's just trying to deceive him. Shouldn't open up for him a new barrel of wine. Should talk where anyways he has to open it to sell it. To seduce him. Did he open it for his honor? Which is not true. All types of things like that are forbidden. Now even one word of seduction, and of deceiving a person, is also forbidden. Rather, a true lips, beruach nochin, and the appropriate spirit, v'leiv tar, and a pure heart, mikol amal v'havas, more than all these seductive and trickery ways. Halacha zayin, regarding person should be a state of joy and generous with his spirit. Lehei odam bal schoik umahasalis. A person shouldn't be people that making jokes and laughing, but neither on the other extreme of being depressed and sorrowful. El samech, rather, person should be joyous. This is what the sage just said. Laughter and lightheadedness ever brings a person to lewdness, to immorality. But see, when the command is, a person should not be breached with all this laughter, but neither depressed and mourning. Rather, a person should be receiving people with a magnanimous face. Neither should a person be very greedy, nivelahin, confounded to gather resources and money, but at the same time, not the other extreme, but also not lazy, but mamlocha, and not doing any work. Elabal ayin taiva. Rather, a person should be someone that has a generous spirit, a good eye, which is mamayit basic. He diminishes the amount of work that he does because he's not so much into making money. But basic batari, and he toils in taira. The oisim ha'atru chelkin, that little bit, that is his portion. Yismach bay. He rejoices with that. Balakatata shouldn't be someone that is a disputing, a confrontational purpose person. Balakina, not a person that's jealous. Balakatayba, not a person that desires. Balakatayba, not someone who chases after honor. Which Kacham HaKacham, that's what the sages said in Sefetus Abbas. Hakina, the jealousy. Vatayva, and the lust. Balakatayba, and the desire for honor. Maitzina Sadma Oilam removes a person from the world. Which Kol Shadab, the rule of it is Yelech Mid Habeinanis, a person should go in the middle. Character shebechol dei b'deia in every single personality trait. Hachiyik kol dei esav, until all his character traits will be mechuvanis, b'mtzayis will be focused in the middle. B'ushar shlom amad, this is what Somer says in Mishlei, palis magal raglecha, weigh the steps of your feet, v'chol dei rechecha yikainu, and all your paths will be appropriate, will be straight, because you're always evaluating to make sure you stay in the middle of the road.